experiencing a period of high call volume. For faster service,
yeah,
please visit our online claims
portal. We can do it.
New owners, please visit www.nsdmc.com/member-claims to check the status of your claim or to upload your supporting documents. To repeat this option, press the pound key. Dealerships, please visit www.nsdmc.com.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. This is Samantha speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm in Guymon, Oklahoma, and I have a Nissan, and it has 17,000 miles on it. It wouldn't start this morning, and there's something wrong with the heater, too, but they told me that I was going to have to pay to tow it to the nearest place, but we're 125 miles to that, to the nearest Nissan dealer. Is if it's still under warranty, is that not covered under warranty?
I would have to look at your policy and see exactly what you have coverage for in order to give you that information. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, just one moment here. And did you already contact dispatch?
For towing? Yes. Talked to them. She's here with me, but I'm talking to you for her. Yes, she talked to him this morning. And she's not stuck on the side of the road. It's actually, is it here?
Garage.
It's in the garage at her house, but we're 125 miles from there, and the car's still under warranty, and it wouldn't, and it's the only car she has, but it wouldn't even start this morning. And so I just thought, would that not still be under warranty covered?
All right, just one moment here. I would have to look into that. And you're the agent?
No, she's here.
I'm right here. I'm rolling the firm.
Excuse me?
What is your relation to the member?
She's here. I'll just let you talk to her.
Okay. No problem. Hello?
Yes.
All right, so I was just asking what is her relation to you, knowing that she was actually speaking for you, because I did have to notate that information of who I'm actually speaking with.
She's my friend.
What
I own a salon, and I'm rolling a perm, so she's helping
me. All right, not a problem. That's fine. Sure, that's fine. I can actually speak with her. And what is her name?
Mary Kay Club, C-L-U-B-B.
She's the one who owns the car.
Okay, no problem here. May I also have the address on the policy, please?
The address on the policy?
617 Northeast 14th Street, Guymon, Oklahoma.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, let's see here. And can you confirm the year, make, and model of the vehicle, please?
2019 Nissan Rogue.
Okay, thank you for that information, Mary. Just one moment. Well, let me look over this for you. Okay, so I did find the policy here, and it states that you do have a 25-mile tow-in. And where exactly are you taking the vehicle?
Well, there's no place here in town.
We're taking it to Amarillo to Gavik Insurance Nissan.
Okay, so when you contacted dispatch and they told you, they tell you have to pay out of pocket for this tow-in?
Yes. Except for the 25 miles.
Okay, so basically you're going beyond 25 miles, correct?
Yes, ma'am. It's like 100 miles past.
Okay, I see. So basically, I just wanted to explain that to you, how it actually works. So what the information they actually gave you was correct. If you're within 25 miles and you're getting towed, like let's say you're at 24 and change, or maybe anything less than 25, then you wouldn't have to pay out of pocket. Because of the fact that you're going beyond that point, then you would have to pay for the difference, within the distance that you're actually going. So whatever the cost might be, that is something you would have to pay for.
Even if the vehicle is under warranty?
Yes, the vehicle is under warranty, and you are getting the warranty coverage for 25 miles. So you are getting the coverage for that. But if you're going beyond that point, then you would have to pay for the difference within miles. If it's 100 and you're getting covered for 25, and if you're going 75 miles beyond that, or if it, even if it's 50 over the 25. The 25, you're definitely covered for that, but you're going beyond that. So the difference in, within miles, you would have to pay for that.
Okay. 100 miles, how much is that?
I'm not sure exactly. So what I can do, I don't know if Mary already have the dispatch phone number and already contacted them. They would have to actually calculate where they're picking up the vehicle and where they have to drop the vehicle off in order for them to give her an estimate of how much she would have to pay. Okay.
And this would be a Gavit that she'd have to call? Is that right?
No, she would have to contact the dispatch phone number. So I don't know if she had that information already. If not, I can give you that phone number.
Okay, please give it to her.
Sure, and I also have to give you your member ID, your producer code, and your plan letter if she doesn't have that info with her right now as well.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so that dispatch phone number is going to be 855-548-3452. And the member ID number is going to be 168042.
The member?
Member ID.
And that's the member ID. And also the producer code is going to be 10975. And your plan letter is going to be C as in Charlie, 16. So plan letter C16.
Okay,
and that's the phone number that you have to call. And, of course, when you provide the information to them, then they should be able to locate the policy in order to provide services for her to receive the tow service. And, of course, they'll explain, you know, what she have to pay, you know, difference from what her contract actually covers. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Not a problem besides this here. Was there anything else I can assist with?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling the claims department. And I'm sorry I didn't get your name as well.
Oh, my name is Cindy Winters.
All right, Cindy. Well, I hope that you and Mary have a great day and get all the help that you guys need in order to get the service taken care of, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, have a good one. All right, bye-bye.